Sammy Davis, I understand, the first evening.
Yeah.
But the astronauts, they would care.
That's a good one to have them do, I think.
Yeah, that's probably anyone's right.
Yeah, but they'll enjoy it.
They'll enjoy it. It'll be a big thrill for the other people to see that.
A big thrill for Sammy Davis, he'll get a camera.
And we'll get that out in a second. I hope that they're probably.
Yeah. basis, well, at least I would consider it on the basis that...
Then you don't tell anybody it's fine.
Well, that, if he will, then you shouldn't say it. I mean, if there's any thought that he might. If he won't, and he's made the point that he wants an unannounced thing, backdoor kind of meeting, that he gets the first opening of him seeking some guidance from here, and Dennis thinks he does want guidance, and that all you would want to do is say you don't have any knowledge or involvement,
right.
You can't give him any guidance to accept that. He should work closely with John Dean and Wally Johnson, who are the two guys here who can be helpful to him and will represent you and will outside of it, be cooperative with him and whatever.
What about the Georgetown call? My bad, Lucy. I think that after and so forth, we'll be able to walk.
do it unless he really wants to. Earlier, he did want to.
Well, what's the consensus? Is there one?
Consensus is there. President will see Howard at 4 o'clock if he can work that at the DOD office. Right, and he'll see him alone. Obviously, on our COVID internet space. Okay, very good. Consensus that it's a good idea if we move it quickly, get it up there. It's no good if it doesn't get done before the hearing, so.
Right. My feeling, yes. I think the decision is asking anybody to do it, just go through. Just like Gray, I think it's Gray, let's play as if we're just, you know, not afraid of that.
Okay. Next one is Jeff Bruder. We've got a problem, and then we've got to keep him on an even keel. But he is just totally determined. He's done a lot of soundings and all that, but he's got to get back in the government work somewhere. He thinks he's completely cleared himself, which he did. He did a hell of a job with the thing, and he's going to do a hell of a job with the Senate hearings. But Dean is very concerned about keeping him on balance during the period leading up to and through them. And what he wants is to have the staff job at the Bicentennial. What we've come up with as an idea is to make him a consultant for the Bicentennial project on an interim basis while it's being torn apart and reconstructed, which we can do so that he's not on the White House staff. It's a fairly natural transition from the Woodhire Bicentennial.
We have nothing to do.
No, they'd retain him as a consultant. And just be working there, which would bide his time through the, we've got one problem, just keeping him on tap during the time through the hearings. He's got a, there is a hell of a problem. The guy, the docket, he can't very well go out and get a job at this point, because he doesn't want to do it anyway. I mean, boy, he wants to stay in the public silence, he's done enough.
But we have to realize that he's not a White House staff director, but I don't think he's a White House staff.
I agree.
I don't think he's in a government position. I can't be in a position.
The Bicentennial is a government position, in a sense.
Well, what I mean is, if I don't appoint him,
if you don't appoint him,
there's nothing to do with it.
And the other thought was to take the real hole and put him up to confirmation, too. Job that required confirmation. He'd do well in it. But the problem is, after he's done well, been confirmed in the job, he could still get some at the hearings. Sloan, he is still vulnerable, in a sense, because of Sloan. If Sloan blows something, he could hang Magruder. And if he hangs Magruder, the whole House of Cards comes tumbling down.
So does Magruder hang Petula?
Only Mike. I don't think he would, but Sloan knows.
Well, not
I think so. it's a, I there's real risk in it. I think. There's some pluses. I don't know whether you gain more or lose more, but I'm afraid that you lose more potentially. I haven't talked to him. Seems to me it's better to let the spokesmanship come from inadequate though it may be, whatever is maintained at the 1701 thing, let them bear the parts in order
to publish about it. Certainly.
Then the other question, which is, he feels fairly serious, I guess Mitchell does, is getting the AG back on the reservation. And the problem is that finding students, as I think I mentioned, is about his time looking for a job, getting ready to go out. But he has total loyalty to you. He's asked to take an action concerning the fallout of the hearings, and the hearings he will lose them. Otherwise, he'll be for this his own self-interest. And the view is that he should be asked to stay in office one full year. In other words, until the hearings are passed. He shouldn't leave before that, because the hearings may well result in a request for additional action by the Justice Department, and there shouldn't be a new AG in there. And that he can get Henry Peterson to handle the sensitive problems. Peterson has total loyalty to findings, and has done a superb job and knows all the stuff. And point is, we can't afford bitterness in the Justice Department. We can't risk a new Attorney General trying to get grapple with some of the problems. Big stuff. Until we agreed to keep him on a while, he's got to agree now to stay on a while longer. And he's got to
coddle his problem again. That's, I think that's what the Justice Department has to do, but I think we might have to fight each other.
Those were the things that John.
I talked to Biden as well.
Probably because you got the same factor there.